Proclamation number 4992 of 1st of November, 1950. Truth must proceed directly from the original source of truth. I am the way, the truth and the life. The right path to truth is rarely taken, yet many believe they're on it and yet walk close to it or further away from it. But since I myself am the way, the truth and the life, everyone must follow me, then he will also be on the right path. He will stand in the truth and recognize everything that is error or lie. There is only one path, and this path is I myself. And therefore you humans must let yourselves be taught by me and, in order to hear my voice, take the same path I took on earth, the path of love, which directly connects you with me and thus also the truth, since I'm the eternal truth myself. And thus anyone who lives in love can also feel instructed by me if he asks spiritual questions, if he seeks the truth. I am the way, the truth and the life. And anyone to whom I can be present as a result of active neighborly love will not be able to think otherwise than right because he is filled by my spirit, which only knows and conveys the pure truth. Thus I myself give the truth to people through my spirit. It must not be misjudged that only Roman one, the original source of truth, allow it to flow to you directly or indirectly, which is why anything which does not demonstrably come from me can be rejected as deviating from the truth by those who seriously examine it. But a direct or indirect receipt of truth takes place when a person's knowledge is increased without having been brought to him from outside or when he passes this knowledge on to his fellow human beings. All knowledge which was not gained scholastically but was, as it were, born in a person's heart is due to the working of the Spirit and thus a revelation on my part which can only be purest truth. Anyone who receives this spiritual knowledge again, which was directly conveyed to a person, can and will only accept it if he also allows my spirit to work in him, otherwise it would appear incomprehensible and unacceptable to him, thus it would not signify truth for him. My spirit must be able to work in the human being, therefore I myself am the path which leads to truth. And anyone who shapes himself into love, that is, who unites with me through loving activity, will also make contact with my spirit of eternity and therefore also recognize pure truth as such. Hence love, which I exemplify to you on earth and which can therefore be called the path to truth again, cannot be excluded either. But the truth will always be the same. And all those who are instructed by me in the truth, in whom my spirit can work, will call concord and knowledge their own, so that different schools of thought will never rise where only one truth is advocated. For as soon as the knowledge deviates from each other, the intellect alone has been active and has made the working of my spirit impossible in one or the other. What has been fathomed intellectually is to be rejected as contradicting the truth, but what is conveyed to the human being by the heart is spiritual working and the only truth. And thus you humans always have a sign of truth. If only you pay attention to the source from which knowledge springs. Remember that I'm the way, the truth and the life. That pure truth can therefore only come through me and from me and that it will always be received by the one who lives and works in and with me because he lives in love. Amen.